Okay, 20 minutes later, just came out of Robbie's Charburger, and it was great. Nice old lady, very smiley, very friendly, cooking in the back. Her daughter or granddaughter, a lot less friendly, taking orders in the front. And the hamburgers just had a sort of, gosh, I don't know how to describe them. If you've ever had a really good Mexican torta, which is the Mexican sandwiches, you understand that they're, what they're all about is organization, organizing the sandwich and having everything be layered right and precision and having everything be just so. Yeah, that's the phrase, just so. That's what was great about these.
US 23 business route, then turn right.
Okay, thanks, Eartha. That's how I would describe this hamburger. Everything
turn
done.
Right on US 23 business
okay,
route.
Okay, got it, thanks. Everything was just so. I think you'll be able to see it in the photo. It just has a, I don't know, it just has a, Eartha, I'm going to have to turn down your volume. I'm sorry, forgive me. It's hard to keep my train of thought with all the discussion going on here in the car. So yeah, everything just had a sort of, I don't want to say precision because that's too cold-hearted, a sort of warm-hearted care to it, which is really, you know, that's everything. That's what we're looking for. So, you know, it wasn't gourmet beef and wasn't done on any kind of, like, fancy kitchen equipment. But it was pretty much as good a pan-fried hamburger as you want to get. Excellent. Love the sautéed onions. The hush puppies that came alongside were really, really good, except they were fried in the same fat that they fry the fish in. Which I understand. They can't, you know, it's a little place. They can't afford two different fry baskets. Oh, I just passed a brewery. Fresh Hearty Ales. All right, going in again.